Hello everyone, welcome to the post-match podcast. I am here on the streets of Sheffield after Liverpool took a 1-0 win over the Blades. First off, it's the match reaction.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men TV. Liverpool have just somehow come away with 3 points from Bramall Lane. It's one of them days. Now the thing is, for so many years as a Liverpool fan, when you said, oh, it's one of them days, it normally means team frustrates you, you can't get a shot away, you reduce the shooting from distance, and you either draw 0-0 or you lose 1-0 on a counter attack on a set piece. Liverpool,
top of the league!
This is the difference. This season, one of them days means we have a frustrating day, and then one of their goalkeepers has a nightmare on the score. We had a few of them last season and we needed them, and we need another one today, and apparently that's a Man United goalkeeper. Oh, I hope he becomes... They were talking pre-match, like, he might be the heir apparent to David De Gea. Fingers crossed. Liverpool really poor at times today, and I say poor. I thought Sheffield United were excellent, to be fair. I thought they caused us problems. I thought they went direct when they needed to go direct. They were compact when they needed to be compact. They caused us problems in the fact that we had to switch formation in the last 20 minutes, get an extra attacker on the pitch to try and cause them a bit more problems. I think it's all, you know, we weren't getting enough in the midfield. And when we talk about the functional midfield, this is one of those games. Gini Wijnaldum, he scores the goal, but he needed to offer more, and he wasn't doing that in the three-man midfield. Jordan Henderson was trying his best, but he was toiling a little bit. The passing was off. We just looked a bit disjointed. It wasn't, it's not a vintage performance in any way, shape or form. But when we got Divock Origi on the pitch, we just went up a gear. I thought Divock as a sub was absolutely superb. Holding the ball up, you know, being an out ball down the left wing, close control, causing them problems. And he caused havoc, and we probably could have had a couple in that last 20-minute spell. Mo Salah has one-on-one, which you've just got to decide what you're doing there. You know, we saw him do a similar thing in Southampton, and he absolutely slotted. He's got to go around the keeper, or just, I don't think he's decided early enough what he's doing there, and the keeper makes a decent save in the end. But I'd have loved to come here and seen us put together an absolute stellar performance. Battered them all over the place, but Liverpool need to. They proved last season they got loads of strings to the bow, and I think we need to reprove that this season, because it's not all going to go.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Away, it's not all going to be threes and fours and fives. You're going to have to come to grounds like this with brilliant atmospheres like they generate here against really well organised, really well disciplined sides. It will look to come up against the champions of Europe. For some of these players, for these fans, they were singing champions of League One, you'll never sing that. And it, you know, they're being funny, but that's the difference. These have come up through the leagues to play us, and we're the champions of Europe. We're a massive scalp, and they're raising the game against this, against these kind of opposition like us. So Liverpool are going to have all kinds of different ways of winning football matches. I thought on the day, the stand-up performers were a little bit hard to pick up. Probably Bobby Firmino. When we did good things, it was through him. When he dropped a bit deeper in the first half, we caused more problems in the last few minutes. Putting him into more of a 10, I think, was a bold strategy. We showed a bit of this in this spell last season. I think Salah was more dangerous for being in the number 9. And, other than that, a game to forget, really. But, you know, it won't be forgotten. It'll be remembered as a game where Liverpool went away from home and maintained a 5-point lead at the top of the league with 3 very, very hard 4 points. And that, my friends, is what you call title winning form, and it's very early for that, but you know, we've got to continue like this. We've got to continue to chalk, but get points on the board and trust that Man City start to fall away. We've got that lead, and it's now all the pressure's on Liverpool. But you know what, on the evidence of today, they're bearing that stress pretty well. Listen, let us know your thoughts in the comments below. Subscribe, drop a like on the video as well, and check over on my channel as well, Mates TV. There's going to be a little match vlog of the day, which is it's got some limbs in it.
Okay, next up, it's time for player ratings.
Hello, Rob, welcome to Red Men TV Play Ratings Time. Adrian to kick things off. You know, it's a 1-0 win over Sheffield United. He's got a clean sheet. I thought he was getting... I think it's just... I'm going to go with an 8 out of 10 performance, to be honest. I think, you know, he took the pressure off time and time again. Claims that, I mean, he was doing the simple things. And to be fair, it's probably, if it's an Alisson performance, it's probably like a 6 out of 10 or a 7 out of 10. But once again, the guy keeps doing things. He keeps excelling beyond my expectations. I'm going to have to reset those expectations at some point, but not today. The only thing that he did was, like, in injury time, terrible kick out, and we just panicked. Our heads fell off very, very briefly for a few seconds, and we were running all over the place, kicking, launching feet and stuff, and it was a little bit hairy, and that was caused by Adrian. But other than that, I thought he had a really good performance. And Trent Alexander-Arnold, 6. I think his delivery was off today, his general range of passing. I thought he got caught a little bit defensively at times as well. Not a great performance from him. Joel Matip, 7 out of 10. And same with Virgil van Dijk, to be fair. They were fine. You know, again, we're talking about a game where they got a clean sheet, but I thought the big lad up front for them with the mad ZZ Top beard, he gave them problems. I haven't seen many big lads give the big lads at the back for us many problems, but yeah, a fine overall. But again, distribution a little bit off from both of them lads today. But great to see some of the Joel Matip slalom and runs. Left back Andy Robertson, 6 out of 10. First half in particular, he really looked off the boil. He'll have better games than today, he will, simple as that. Fabinho, 7, I thought he was fine. I don't think he imposed himself quite the same. It was one of those games where we needed a little bit more from the midfield, and he did it in the second half, to be fair, so it was a good all-round performance, not a great one. We needed him to just be a little bit bolder, a little bit braver, just carry the ball a bit more, because that was what we needed to do to break them down. And when he did that, I thought we certainly looked better. But yeah, a solid performance, if nothing else. Jordan Henderson, 7, Gini Wijnaldum. Oh, can you give him 7? You know what? It was an average Gini Wijnaldum performance made into an almost great one, because he scores the goal that wins us the 3 points. But to be fair, it's the goalkeeper that does that for us. But he probably took the worst shot of the game and scores from it. So fair play for that. Mo Salah, 6 out of 10. I really thought it was one of his poorest games today. Really, really struggled. And he's got chances to win the game, fails to take them. And this should be 2-0, it should be 3-0. And should be talking about Salah, a little bit of a quiet but comprehensive centre-forward masterclass in some way, but it wasn't. Firmino, 8. I thought he was our best player. I thought he made us tick. He made things happen for us. Sadio Mane, 7. I tried to make things happen, but didn't. You know what? 6, I'll give him, because he has that chance in the first half. Should do it, doesn't. Cocks it up, never mind. We're being ushered out. Thanks very much, sorry. Other than that, yeah, a little bit disappointed from the front three, other than that. Let's see how well we can do this. This won't make sense to put to audio listeners, but here we go. In terms of substitutes, I give a 7 to Divock Origi, and I'm not going to. And I'm 7 for James Milner for really getting stuck and being committed, being the player that we needed. And Oxlade-Chamberlain, no rating for that. Listen, let us know your ratings in the comments below. Like, share, subscribe. See you soon. Ta-da.
And finally, a little clip from me and Ben on the Instant Match Reaction Show, which is available on the RedmenTV.com.
We were forced to go more attacking. You know, we bring Jordan Henderson off, which the Sheffield United crowd absolutely adored, because he was given some major needle. Just before that, he comes off. They bring Divock Origi on. Really bold substitution. And it's interesting, because I mentioned it, I think it was talking to you half-time, and saying this is the kind of game where you should just put Salah centre-forward, because he's not doing anything on the wings. No space for him to exploit. But he's the kind of guy who if he can play on the shoulder, or he just gets a chance in the box. Now, ultimately, it doesn't work out that way, because he's not the hero of the day or whatever, but we go to 4-2-3-1. Divock Origi goes left wing, and it was another fantastic substitute appearance from Divock.
Yeah, look, we were discussing on the way back to the car. He is a really good footballer, you know. Towards the end of last season, I said, I think probably after the final in Madrid, you know, what Divock is really good at is finishing. And, you know, you give him half a chance, half the time he does bury it, i.e. the Champions League final. But the rest of his game, you know, again, the Champions League final, not that good. Mm-hmm. But what I've noticed from him this season, there seems to have been a lot of work done on him, maybe over pre-season. The Norwich game where he started, you know, he gets the assist for the very first goal. But overall, his overall game really is improving. And we were discussing about how you don't really know what he's going to do. You know, is he going to cut inside and have a go? But he can put across into the box as well.
You expect him to be one-dimensional, because, look, he's a centre-forward, and he's the archetypal on the shoulder centre-forward. Well, he was when we bought him, certainly when he was a kid. And he comes on, and
he's what we've missed the last couple of games. You know, we've desperately missed a bit of Divock Origi because he is a threat. And particularly, look, we're talking about a guy who scored two against Barcelona and scored in the Champions League final, which is always going to be the Divock Origi caveat. But at this level, against this level of opponent, he's miles better.
There you go, a hard-fought win indeed for Jürgen's Reds. Three more points on the board. And if you want more, if you want that full instant match reaction show and a whole host of other amazing content each and every week following the Mighty Reds in video and in podcast form, get over to theredmentv.com and sign up. You get the first month for free. Try all the stuff out, see how it fits on you, and we'll see you there. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.